Isaac Redman, here in the Day of the Life of Me. We're here in Paulsboro, New Jersey, my hometown, my first annual Red Zone Redman football camp. Nice turnout, about 200 plus kids. And, you know, for the next little while, you'll be kicking it with me.
Yeah. What's your area? I'm just getting started. Call me a doc, cause I'm about to go retarded. I'm in the 973. I'm so Jersey. I'm so Jersey. I'm so Jersey. I got the miles on me. I'm so Jersey. I'm so Jersey. I'm so Jersey.
Well, Isaac was talking about a camp, and he said he wanted to do one, so I just asked him for the job of directing it, coordinating everything. And I went forward, and by the grace of God, this is the outcome.
You ready? On two. On two. Set, go. Five push-ups. On two. You know what that means when I say go twice. Set, go. Five push-ups.
Oh, the kids, everyone I've done a survey with, they're enjoying it. They said this is the best. The parents are happy. They were calling me on the phone saying how grateful they were for Isaac to do this.
Isaac asked me probably like 7 months ago, man. I agreed to it, and there was never a question of me doing it. Isaac is one of my good friends on the team as well as my neighbor. And, you know, from what I understand about Paulsboro, it's not the best city in the world. So, you know, it's good to come back and help the kids out in a community like this that really appreciates it.
Oh, it's real great, man. I mean, you know, anytime you can do something positive, you know, to help out little kids, you know, it's always good, you know. You got to get back to, you know, where you came from, you know. It's real good.
Your hands on your knees. There we go. Now you look like a football player. Set, go. Go. Woo! Y'all working or what? I see everybody standing back here throwing nothing. What's going on, man? The Giants won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Are you serious? I didn't see that game. On two. Set, go. Go. There we go.
It's amazing. I mean, it's good for the community. You see people coming out, you know, trying to get everyone to come out, raise money to help for the program. You know, I heard it was struggling with some money. So all the money we raise here goes to the program, which helps them. You know, it's good to get them off the streets and have fun, man. Not stop worrying about other things and just, you know, play football. And, you know, it's good for us to come back, showing that, you know, people from this small town can actually make it out.
To see the enthusiasm that the community of Paulsboro has rallied around Isaac, great story, coming from a not well-to-do area, to be able to make this happen and to have 300 kids out here, you know, trying to pattern their lives after an Isaac, knowing that you can come from anywhere and make it. It's a great opportunity, great support, and the kids are very happy. I mean, you see kids smiling all day, and they actually are just, you know, really enthused about the whole thing.
Today we are here for our first annual football camp known as the Red Zone. Isaac Redman, we, the residents of Paulsboro, would like to thank you for coming back and giving to the community you came from. I have two proclamations that I must give out at this moment. This one is for Isaac Redman. Isaac, as Mayor Hamilton, we would like to give you this from the Paulsboro Mayor and Council.
Thank you.
Kids need to know that Isaac is a member from the Paulsboro High School. And just to let the kids know, there's someone from Paulsboro who's in the NFL, and now they're making a difference here in our community by just coming out, showing them that they can do the same thing, make a difference.
Look who we found. This is Hayden. Hayden Redman, my boy. Kind of looks just like me. Say hi. Wave to the camera. No?
I wanted to, you know, donate, give back, do something, but just giving money, you know, to somebody is really not, you know, it's from the heart as I wanted it to be. So I decided to do the camp and give all the proceeds to the Paulsboro Midget Football League, and also have the camp where the kids can come meet some NFL players. And I just want them kids to be able to have something that they can remember for a lifetime, and being able to come out here and meet these players and run around and get coached up by some NFL guys that really made their day.
We're here at my mom's house. We back here about to start a little barbecue.
Barbecue chicken, okay. Falling off the bone. Okay. Don't miss out on that.
right, we're here at my mom's house, Paulsboro, New Jersey. About to start a little barbecue and, you know, see what this food is hitting for. Steelers TV.
We're here to have a little get-together after the first Red Zone Redmond football camp that he did for the Midget Football League from Paulsboro, New Jersey. We got some mac and cheese. We got some baked beans, some extra barbecue sauce for y'all folks who like to smother your meat in it, some hamburgers and hot dogs, barbecue chicken falling off the bone. Don't miss out on that. Some ribs. I'm told that these are the number one ribs in South Jersey. That's what they tell me. Okay. We got some salads over here, potato salad, macaroni salad, all you can eat.
My mom's always been here since day one, you know, but she's never went anywhere. She's never, you know, given up on me. Even when I kind of was down on myself, you know, my mom always, you know, always been pushing me to, you know, we're going to do this. Everything's going to be all right. You know, you're going to get you to school. You're going to be in school. You know, so she's always been there for me. She's the one that actually put the football in my hand. And, you know, so my mom was definitely a big part of my life and a big part of my success.
This trophy, he got most valuable player at a game. West Stafford and Paulsboro High School, they play every Thanksgiving. This crown, Isaac was homecoming champ his senior year in high school, which was back in 2003. He still has the crown. He really thinks he's a king. Could you see us carrying this through the airport coming from Georgia? Everybody wanted to know what was in the bag. But he won this trophy there, and it was nice. It looks like the Heisman. Bowie State does like a Prince George County game in Maryland, and he got MVP player that game. I think it was his sophomore year there at Bowie.
We played Morgan State. That was like one of our big games because they're Division I, AA, so that was kind of, you know, they were in the same state. It's kind of an in-state rival. We went down there my sophomore year, and that was kind of like my coming out game. I had 210 yards with a 99-yard touchdown run.
It's going to be tough for a guy to accomplish some of the things that Isaac Redmond did, but a lot of stuff he did is remarkable, you know, just to see a guy, like I say, have success in high school and then carry it to the college level and then carry it to the NFL and still have success. It's great to see.
He's worked hard. He's worked hard throughout his career. He was a hard worker. In high school, he worked hard in the weight room and, you know, had a great career at Bowie State. And we're very, very glad, you know, the Steelers picked him up, took a chance with him, and, you know, the rest is history. He's doing real well.
Oh, he knew he was going. We used to talk about all the stuff he's going to do and everything that he said that he was going to do. He's doing it now.
He really works hard. Like, when he really goes out to play, and this is the game that he loves, he really works hard with it. I'm the proudest mom you could ever meet.
I came in from practice and sat down in my locker, you know, joking and laughing with everybody, and I checked my phone and I had 1,000 missed calls. You know, I had missed calls from everybody. So I just called my mom back. First person, you know, you always call back. And she had told me he got in a car accident. I didn't think, you know, it was nothing that serious. And she told me he passed away. And then right at that moment, it felt like I went numb.
I had to call him at Pittsburgh to let him know that he died, and it was really hard. He broke down so much. And I was sad that I wasn't there because he had to be there by himself to go through learning that his cousin died.
So I went up to Coach Tomlin's office and, you know, asked him if I could go home. And Coach Tomlin was like, you know, just go ahead, go home, and I'll give you a call. And he told me to go ahead and stay home all week, and they would pay me for being in practice for the whole next week. So I was able to stay here and be with my family through that time. It was like the first time anybody in our family, you know, died unexpectedly like that. And it was hard to deal with. You know, it's still hard to deal with sometimes when you look at his picture and, you know, still really don't even feel like he's gone.
They grew up together. Me and my sister
we shared a house together. So she had four kids. I had my two. So they grew up like brothers and sisters.
They used to jump us.
They were really close. Yeah, they used to fight. But, you know, now the kids, they're like brothers and sisters. So they're really close. When Isaac makes a touchdown, he puts his L's up. It's for his cousin. His cousin's name was Leroy. So he puts the L up after he makes his touchdown. So that's how he remembers him. Every time he makes a touchdown, so if you see that, that's what it is.
When I throw my L up and throw it up to the sky, it's just, you know, hoping that he's looking down on me, just trying to let him know, you know, that I'm still thinking about him. And it's, you know, refreshing for my family to see me do it as well, you know, just to pay my respects to him, because he was like literally more than an older cousin. He was like an older brother to me.
I'm gonna take a little stroll around the neighborhood, let y'all see where I used to run around as a little kid, as a teenager, just ripping and running around, running these streets. I'm gonna take a little stroll around the neighborhood, let y'all see where I used to run around as a little kid, as a teenager, just ripping and running around, running these streets. Really tight-knit neighborhood. Everybody knows everybody, which means everybody knows everybody's business.
What's up, man?
You know Imani, right?
Yeah.
I'm her sister.
Her sister? You a girl?
No, I mean, I'm her brother.
Well, all right. What's up, man?
Oh, my. We on camera? What's up?
What's up? None of y'all was at the camp. Yeah. Who was at the camp? Yeah, man, this happens all the time.
Can I get a photograph, man?
Can you get a photo? You should have came to the camp. You'd have got a bag full of stuff. See?
Yo, how did I do it next year?
I'm going to have it every year. You better come. All right.
This is where I grew up at. We used to play right here in this field. We used to play football. And there used to be a big, huge game out here until the lady in that house, yellow house back there, until she would get home, and she would always, every day, kick us out the yard. It was either her or the lady right here living in the blue house. We were like, whose yard is it? Like, how can both of y'all kick us out? But it's a small town. It's just surrounded by sports, everything, high school sports, really. Everything is really about, you know, how good the high school team is doing, how good, you know, how good they're going to be this year coming up. I mean, this town gets pretty crazy. As you can see, the type of town it is that parents weren't too worried about you leaving out, you know, going too far. It's not really too many big main streets. And we used to run around. We used to play something called jailbreak with two teams, like a big hide and seek game. Play it all around the town, hopping in and out of yards. Right now, I'm in front of my aunt's house. I'm about to get her out the house, make her get on camera. See if we can't surprise my aunt, see if she's in here. Maybe, hopefully, she's cooking.
Move out the way.
Hey, Val.
Hey, Neff, what's up? What's good?
What's going on?
What's all this?
Man brought the crew by to come show them where I grew up.
Wow, that's so nice.
This is my Aunt Valerie.
Hello.
Second mother. Best cook. Yeah, I mean, the best food I ever ate. I don't care where I go in the world. I don't care what it is. I don't care whose mom cooked it. Never tasted anybody's food better than mom's.
Thank you, my nephew. Yeah, I try. I do what I do. That's what they say. I'm the best cook, so. But it's really nice that he's grown up to be a nice young man, and he's pursuing his career, and everything seems like everything is working out for him. So I'm happy for him.
Oh, I just want to make sure my family's okay. I want to make sure my family don't have the want for nothing, don't have the need for anything, because, you know, it's been times where we didn't have much. It's been times that we didn't have anything, struggling, you know. It's been times we didn't know where we were going to stay, you know, where we were going to go live at, you know, and it's, God's always made a way for us. He's always put somebody in our life that is willing to help us out.
She really raised me. I stayed at her house almost every night, or my cousin was staying at my house. I really appreciate it. Love you.
Yeah, love you too.
still with me, Isaac Redman, Day in the Life. Right now we're down in Atlantic City, you know, winding up this day. We had a good day so far. Now we're just going to take a walk down the boardwalk, kind of relax and chit-chat.
I pretty much try to make it out here a couple times a year. You know, I like to, you know, just hang out, come walk the boardwalk, lay out on the beach, come out, you know, bring my son out, and, you know, just kick it, just relax. It's just a place where you can come and just wind down and not really deal with anything and just come in here, get a hotel room, relax, go out, kick it with my friends. It's kind of bringing me back right now, walking down the boardwalk and just thinking years back when I was wrestling, our state finals was out here. And every time I walked down this boardwalk, I just had that flashback. I like Atlantic City, you know, it's a good nightlife. You know, a night like tonight, you know, you can just walk down the boardwalk, get your girlfriend, hold hands, you know, do what you do. Right now we're on the beach, you know, just a place where you can come to relax, bring your kids. And I know a lot of people, you talk about Atlantic City, you think casinos, but you know, when I like to come, I like to come lay out on the beach, put my toes in the sand. You know, just relaxing, man. You just come out here at night, get your mind right, clear your thoughts. Start thinking about this season we got coming up. Starting to visualize this opportunity I've been waiting for, you know, since I've been there. Honestly, the opportunity I've been waiting for since I was 6 years old. You ask anybody that know me in my neighborhood, man, since I was a little kid, five, six years old, anytime anybody asks, what you want to be when you grow up? Football player. Just never thought I was going to do anything else. And to get this opportunity now, it's really, you know, really a dream come true for me.
This is Don. Yeah, Don's Barbershop.
Oh, my red.
Bunch of classics all over anybody. It's ever, it's anybody. We at the barbershop where I get my fresh cut, where I stay clean for the ladies. Go in here, give you a little tour. Let you holler at my barber, also my cousin. There's two of them in here. Let's go see what they in here doing. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Wesley Saunders in here in the chair.
Let's go.
I definitely didn't know he was going to be in here. This is my barber, my cousin Matt. Matty Clippers. See what,
man,
he's doing.
Y'all need to film that game over there, man. It's getting serious. They're playing.
We're watching ourselves. Yeah, it's one of the hangouts. Even if you ain't getting a haircut, you just come in here, chill out. You know, lounge. Play some PlayStation.
Yo, Bernie got you here, tap your helmet.
Interception.
Bernie got you here, tap your helmet, Work.
What up? This is Barbershop it is. This is Don.
Yeah,
Don's Barbershop.
Man,
got a bunch of classics all over. Bunch of classics all over. Anybody, it's anybody. Got a bunch of classics all over the wall. We got my high school picture from when I was in high school up here. Gotta give me a little fresh cut, might as well, while I'm here. Old Matty Clippers is what we call him. Matty Clippers. Nice and fresh, you feel me? Matty Clippers, nice and fresh. That's my boy right there. Now I feel a little bit better about myself.
Hey, walk around, you know what I mean, with a smile, man.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Now I'm gonna give you a nice little tour of my high school, show you my stomping grounds, where I used to terrorize the halls. Right now, Paulsboro High School. I think the first place I'm gonna go, because it was the last place I used to want to be, is the wrestling room.
Paulsboro is known throughout the state and, you know, many parts of the country as a wrestling town. We have a phenomenal wrestling program. I mean, state championships and head coaches with records that are unmatched by anybody.
This is all the team championships that we have, and they put them all up on the wall. As you can see, I mean, you will never find, you. I don't care where you go in the country, you'll never find a wall that looks like this. Right over here, we got kind of the Wall of Fame. All like the best wrestlers and the key moments from out the history that we have. Just looking at this brings back a lot of memories, man, a lot of memories. Select few people that wins the state championship. Yeah, there was my name up there, state champion, 2003. I never liked wrestling. I can't remember me ever liking wrestling. I just felt like I was good at it, so that's why I did it. Then, you know, it was tradition in this town that, you know, you wrestle, you play football, you know. So I didn't really like it that much, but then when I look back at my high school career, you know, that was kind of like, you know, my most favorite moment of in my sports in my whole high school career. Now we're at the trophy case. As you can see, this high school, man, is one of the smallest high schools in New Jersey, but second to none when it comes to sports. I mean, our football team holds the South Jersey record for most games won consecutive with 63. Part of these championship teams here, 2001 South Jersey Group 1 championship game, 55-6. Game here, beat Florence, 50-0 in the championship game, 12-0. 2000, I'm part of that championship. I had 3 championships. We beat Glassboro 21-15. That's the only close one we had. Man, you could just see all the plaques and all the tri-county champ. I mean, we get them every year. Right here we have Kevin Ross. He went to my high school, played for the Kansas City Chiefs, multi-Pro Bowls. You got Flipper Anderson, went to my high school. He holds the record for most receiving yards in one game in NFL, played with the Rams. A lot of history here, a lot of history. And that's my high school. I miss my high school days. I honestly say I was able to come to one of the best high schools in New Jersey, you know, far sports-wise. And when I was playing, I used to have the whole gate area filled up, bleachers, everybody everywhere. Man, it's really not like that no more these days. But, man, being in here, I just always think about that championship game when the crowd starts screaming, chanting my name right before I broke the record. And I miss playing on this field. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been in my house, you've been in my car, we've been down Atlantic City. I've had a great time showing you around, showing you where I came from, showing you my roots, letting you see where it all started for me. So now it's time to go. I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. You're watching Steelers TV. I'm Isaac Red Zone.